hello there, my friend Jonathan Doyle. Welcome aboard to the Daily Podcast. Today I'm going to talk to you about two things. The two things we're going to be discussing together today: the fact that life is hard and the importance of a relentless commitment to facing what is difficult. One of the great challenges we have in late stage consumer capitalism is everything's geared around comfort. Regular listeners have heard me say this so many times. If you look at the way that all marketing and advertising is positioned, it is no coincidence that we have emerged into the iEverything generation. So we started with the iPhone, which kind of became emblematic of the late stage consumer based capitalism that we are living through, right? Where the way that the system has to keep running, I guess if I could be really honest, the system essentially runs on two things. It runs on war and it runs on consumption. If you're listening going, this is a random topic. No, I want to make this relevant. My sort of other hat that I wear is I have a deep formation in, believe it or not, global macrofinance and central banking theory. And one of the things that is pretty clear about the structure of our entire global monetary system is that it's debt-based and it's consumption-based. So everything has to be around consumption. And the other way that the system works is the perpetuation of war after war, because that stokes the economy on multiple levels, blah, blah, blah. That's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is the nature of the advertising and entertainment culture that we live in is very much geared to personal consumption. And most of that consumption is going to be appealing to comfort. It's going to be appealing to satisfying, I wouldn't necessarily say our base desires, but it will be around food, comfort, being attractive, owning things that provide status. And it becomes possible to cocoon ourselves or to try and cocoon ourselves from the fact that life itself is asking something of us. Viktor Frankl said that in Man's Search for Meaning, of course, writing that book after his experience living in a concentration camp, that life is questioning us. It's asking something of us. And I think what I've been observing over quite an extended period of time is the system is set up to put us to sleep. The system's currently set up to get us to consume, to not question. It's interesting to note, for example, that the life expectancy in the United States has begun to decline over the last decade. It's been declining. You go back to the start of the 20th century, infant mortality still running at about 30%. We come into the 50s, 60s, 70s, and life expectancy's never been longer. But what you find is the declining life expectancy in the US and other developed countries is due to substance addiction. So think of the OxyContin and the epidemic there around the use of prescription medications in places like Russia. One of the biggest killers is now alcohol consumption. So what you're tending to find in both capitalist countries and communist countries is death caused by all sorts of ways of avoiding reality, of overconsuming. And we've got to ask ourselves the question, why do people do that? What is it about reality that people need to avoid or desperately want to avoid? And I think it's because we're not addressing one of the elephants in the room, which is if you live long enough, you will notice that life is not just hard. It's also beautiful and wonderful, but it is hard and it's challenging and it's difficult. And to make something of yourself requires you to first begin to understand that. You know, Karen and I are raising three teenagers at the moment, and one of the processes that we're really focused on is parenting them in a way that helps them to understand the structure of reality, by which I mean that if you don't do certain things, life is going to punish you. It's going to be unpleasant. You're not going to have the life that you want. So we're constantly with the kids working on that short-term piece to help them think about the long-term piece, to do difficult things, to be thoughtful and to be aware of their own role in their own life, responsibility. Really working hard on that at the moment with them, because I want them to understand that to make something of your life and to experience the things that you would like to experience and to contribute the things that you want to contribute, we have to start from the premise that life is not going to roll over and let you tickle its tummy. Life is not going to just hand it over. It's difficult. Tragedy happens. Setback happens. Peterson's good on this, because when setback happens, you either collapse into bitterness and resentment, or you go into avoidance and collapse around that sort of stuff. So let's begin to remind ourselves that life is difficult, that life has its challenges, and there is only so much avoidance we can do before life gets really difficult for us if we keep going with that head in the sand reality. So we start there, remind ourselves in today that if you feel that life's hard, there's a reason for that. It's because it's hard. So the next piece that comes with this is we have to realize that if you want an uncommon life, you're going to have to consistently face the difficult, challenging things that are specific to you. And I think, again, that this ties into that consumption avoidance piece, that it's very easy to not consistently face the things that are difficult for us. Very easy to avoid. It's just with the, I saw it the other day, I can't remember what it was called, but there's a new, like, platform that kind of pulls all of the TV apps into one. I'm sure some of you'll know what it's called. I just vagued it out. It's like, instead of the inconvenience of having to work through several different apps, Netflix and Amazon Prime and Amazon Video and other things, Apple TV Plus, we've collated everything in one place so that your consumption of binge watching can be made even easier. Everything is geared to this comfort piece. And so we don't often have to face those things that are painful and difficult and challenging. And I think as much as I don't like it, I think that's where the magic tends to be. It's the old thing about everything you want's just outside your comfort zone. So I shared it last week when I ran to the pinnacle of Mount Wellington, and some of you have done that, and it's an extraordinary mountain to run. It's just incredible how imposing it is. But I get to that place where I come out of the forest line and I'm into the granite cliffs, and I don't like heights. And I've really had this battle with myself about, can I do this? Do I want to do this? And as I said last week, the magic is pushing through the thing that's difficult. I had another experience today when I had to do something for several hours that was not my preference and it was difficult. So friends, summary of today's message is I want to remind you that to get what you want, to experience the things that you want to experience, it's about discomfort. In the initial phases, it's about wrestling with, you know, the serpent of our life. It's about doing the things we don't want to do and being very alert to the culture that we live in that wants to do the exact opposite. So all I can say to anyone still listening is if you want uncommon results, you've got to do uncommon things at this moment in history, because nothing's going to encourage you of its own to go out and make something spectacular of your life. You're going to have to really wake up and look at the realities around you and do the things that are difficult. That's all I have to say. That's all I can really offer. And I'm on the journey with you. For now, please make sure you've subscribed. Everything's on the website, jonathandoyle.co.co. And you can find me on Instagram at jdoylespeaks, one word, at jdoylespeaks. This has been the Daily Podcast. And I'm going to talk again tomorrow.